Frank, can you talk about how difficult it was today just to find creases in which to run two and through?
Well, the Bills have a strong defensive line, you know, hands down. But I think the running creases, you know, they was there. You know, it just took a little time. I think the second half was way much better than the first. Had a slow start, and, you know, playing teams like that with a good defensive line and good defense staff, we can't, you know, have no missiles like that.
Trent, you addressed the team this week, trying to stem the losing, get people fired up about that. Obviously, you guys have fallen to 0-3. What's the feeling, the mood, the mindset right now?
I got to keep fighting. Got to keep trying to motivate the team, and you got to keep motivating myself, you know. As far as me trying to, you know, step on the road, being a leader, I got to make sure I'm doing everything correct at all time. And so, you know, we 0-3, but we got another game Thursday. So it's, you know, back to the drawing board and trying to figure out a way to win, no matter what it takes.
Trent, Jay Jackson with NFL Films. Just want to ask you, we're shooting with Coach Boyd a little bit today. Just what does it mean to have him at these games for you? And tell us a little bit about, you know, the interaction you guys had on the sideline before the game?
It means a lot, you know, just having Coach here. He's been a big part of my role of getting to where I'm at now. You know, as far as me being a father, as far as me being a leader, as far as me being an NFL football player, as far as me, you know, making it from Pensacola. It's, you know, it's very inspiring to have him in there, you know, on my sideline, to have him, you know, man, on my side, to be with my family. You know, he is family to me, and he's a big part of me being here today. So it means a lot for him, you know, to fly miles, fly thousands of miles just to see me play football.
Normally, Trent, you guys, you know, might want to have a full week to prepare for a team, but coming off this, would you like to get out on that field again as fast as possible?
Most definitely. Got to get on the field, you know, fast as possible, and know, clean up our mess ups and get to, you know, to this game. You know, just simple fact is, hey, we can't have no mess ups on the team like Baltimore. They got grown men out there, and you know, they ready to play. And so we got to be prepared for anything, because they gonna throw anything and everything at us, including blitzes, including on offense. You know, they got a good offense scheme too. So special team, we got to be prepared. We got to be, you know, one unit out there. You know, it's at the point where it's like, you know, we're pros, and you know, we should be able to, you know, to build drives and build, you know, build more success, you know, on the field each week. I mean, but you know, we don't do what we're supposed to do out there on the field, that's what's gonna happen. And so we got to make sure that we're preparing just right. You know, we got to make sure we come out, you know, blazing. You know, we got to come out running the ball hard. We got to come out throwing the ball. We got to come out correctly. On special team, you got to come out on every aspect of the game. I mean, so, you know, it's not like it's a letdown, but, you know, it gets you upset at times. I mean, but you know what? You got to, you know, get back up and forget that play. You got to move on to the next.
Trent, do you feel like you guys fall behind, you guys start to press a little bit too much, and you make maybe some silly mistakes, you guys don't catch the ball because you're trying too hard?
I think that, you know, the people, you know, we all football players, and we all make mistakes. But, you know, I don't think that it's to the point that we get too nervous. I think that, you know, sometimes we need to, you know, just play our game and slow down and, you know, and just stick with the game plan. And so, you know, when we do get behind, we got to keep fighting.
Trent, why do you think it is that you guys came out, like you said, a little bit flat today?
You know, I really don't have an answer for that. And I think that, you know, you can't take nothing from the Bills' defense. You know, they played a good half. And so we came out, you know, with more spoken words, and we had more fun out there the second half than the first half. I mean, so if we're not having fun, we're not going to, you know, putting drives together. We're not winning. So we got to have fun, man. And I think everybody, you got to, you know, just look at these first three weeks and, hey, that's done with. We can't do nothing about these games, but we can do something about Baltimore. We can do something about the Giants. That's something we can, you know, control. We can't control the stuff. That stuff that happened today, that's in the past. You know, we can't do nothing about it.
Trent, saw you visit with Coach Shermer by your locker. What was the message
you know, he just told me don't get down on myself. And, you know, that strong come from him. And, hey, he told me, hey, man, it's going to be there. We all head in the right direction. It's going to be there. Told me don't get down on myself and just keep fighting.
How about Jim Brown? Did you have an opportunity to meet Mr. Brown today?
I had the opportunity to meet him. Most definitely, we will stay in touch. You know, a lot of people, you know, took the message the wrong way, but, you know, it was always a motivational thing. You know, Jim Brown, he's an inspiring person, and he's a person that loves people and loves being around people. And, you know, he's the type of guy that's an icon, always been an icon, and always been a fighter, always been a winner. So, you know, one of the, you know, the powerful things he said to me, you know, just keep trying. No matter what, don't get to the point where you're settling for anything. Don't give up. Keep going, no matter what. Keep striving. Oh, it was, you know, it was a shaking moment for me. You know, just to hear him that he wanted to come talk to me, you know, and took the time out to, you know, come to the game. And, you know, he did watch him play, and he watched the first two games. And so, you know, he said that, hey, man, you going the right direction, man. And, you know, it was, to me, you know, just seeing him, it was a shaking moment for me. You know, I was real nervous. I didn't know how the outcome was going to be. You know, but at the same time, it's Jim Brown.
Were you trying to put any emphasis on yourself, knowing all week that he was going to be here and just wanting to have a great day in front of him?
Oh, nah. No, nothing like that. I just try to be me, play my game. I don't try to put on nothing for anybody. I just, you know, want to be the man that I am and, you know, how my mom raised me and how I coach like I've been and play like I've been coached. Oh, it hurts a lot. I mean, for anybody, if you lose anything in life, it hurts.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.